Is your brain to blame for your nicotine craving? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Shusi Gu, assistant professor of the School of Behavioral and Brain Sciences at the University of Texas at Dallas, explores this question.
How much of a nicotine craving is only in your head? Our research shows that it is a lot more than we thought. My colleagues and I found that in order to satisfy nicotine craving, smokers had to not only smoke a nicotine cigarette, but also believe that they were smoking nicotine. In a recent study, we examined the impact of beliefs on cravings before and after smoking, while measuring neuroactivity in the insular cortex, a region of the brain that plays a role in diverse functions such as bodily perception and self-awareness. The insular cortex is also associated with drug cravings. 24 nicotine-addicted smokers participated in a double-blind functional MRI study. Over four visits, participants were twice given nicotine-containing cigarettes and twice a placebo. With each type of cigarette, they were once told it had nicotine and once told it had no nicotine. We expected the presence of nicotine to show some sort of craving response in the brain, compared to conditions where individuals did not receive nicotine. But that's not what we found. The fMRI scans showed significant neuroactivity that correlated with both craving and learning signals when participants smoked a nicotine cigarette and believed its nicotine content was genuine. However, smoking nicotine and believing it was a placebo did not produce the same brain signals. These findings drastically contrast with conventional neuroscience ideas about nicotine that only focuses on the molecular level. We were able to see a top-down effect that suggests belief has a much greater role in nicotine addiction than we previously recognized. Better understanding this can help open up new avenues of addiction treatment.
And that was Shusi Gu of the University of Texas at Dallas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.